7 richest countries in the world. Now them have a little money, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little money, but when them think then thing goes another way. Oh, when them think then thing goes another way. Oh, did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there because of capitalist greed. Revolution seems to be the only play. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and reasons. Cause when them think, then thing go the people way.
One day them dead, them not dead yet.
But when them think, then thing go the people way.
One day them dead, them not dead yet.
Tell them, Ziggy Marley.
So they'll find any way for them to ruin people life. It's but a small price to be paid. They think they're worth feeling, no one can touch them. Them have a next thing coming. Cause when them think, then thing goes the people way.
One day them dead, them not dead.
When them think, then thing goes another way.
One day them dead, them not dead.
Seven richest countries in the world. What do they do for the people? Look at America, the so-called this. I'm blessed.
So greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters of the and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is for the recording date of Sunday, March the 9th, 2014. So Yahushua wants to give. Yahushua wants to grant. See, even in the educational system, they give grants, but they don't give grants to everybody. If you are in the know and are connected, maybe you get grants. But education should be free. Education is health, wealth, and prosperity for the brain. These things should be free. See, no system, no person created the reality that is education. The first teacher is the Most High, and the first mechanism of the Most High that is used by the Most High to teach the human family is this great scientific universe that we have come into free. And so Yahushua says, I will grant you, I will give you health, wealth, prosperity, liberation, deliverance. These principles will grant and give to our advantage, to give that which we have been asking for. The human family asking for liberation. The human family asking to be delivered. The human family asking that the governments and the systems and the institutions cease to destroy and molest the people. Cease all of that. The further definition, to let have, to supply, to furnish necessary things. So look at the human family. The necessary things that we need: health, wealth, prosperity, living wage, job, home. We need even beyond that. We need love. We need friendship. We need camaraderie. We need sympathy. We need empathy. We need heartical love for each other. What is it that Yahushua said? The first law is to love the Most High with all heart, mind, body, soul, so on and so forth. Love the Most High. In the African Hebrew language, the word for the Most High that is used in place of the Most High is Jehovah or Yehovah or Yahweh. What does that mean? What is the definition of Jehovah or Yahweh or Yehovah? 3068, the existing one. What does it mean, existing? It means living, life, existence. So we should love with all of our hearts that power of living and existing, and want to see every human being living and existing. Love your neighbor with love. The second law is love your neighbor as yourself. And that word neighbor, related to the word stranger in the Old Testament. That word stranger in the Old Testament having to do with the sojourner, the traveler, the immigrant, the dispossessed, the disinherited. My sisters and brothers of the human family who have suffered loss of some piece of this universe, land, wealth, resources, love, friendship, education, health care, so on and so forth. We have lost the portion of the universe that is for us. We have been disinherited and disenfranchised, so we must love our sisters and brothers as we love ourselves. Love them as your own brother and sister. Love them as your twin. Love them as you love yourself. Now, some of us have a problem with loving ourselves, so we have to have proper love for self. But we can't stop there. We have to love sisters and brothers outside of ourselves. That law of love would enable us to tie in to the science of love and the science of life, and we would find that we would naturally provide the necessary things for our sisters and brothers of the human family. Further on this definition, to grant, to give over, to deliver. And so you see some of the words that make up the definitions of Yahushua are here. To give over, to liberate something, and to give it to someone, to deliver something and deliver someone. Further definitions, to reach out, to extend, to present. Sisters and brothers, reach out to one another, speak to one another, love one another, help one another, uplift one another, provide for one another, respect one another, honor one another. It says, grant of a writing. So the art of writing used to give and to grant advantage to those who have been living under a condition that is disadvantageous. To give over to one's care, to entrust, to commit. So we want that the government, institutions, and systems, politically and economically and religiously, all be given over to the hands and the power of the people, as the people are given over into the mind of Yahushua, which is health, wealth, prosperity, liberty, liberation, deliverance for the people, or else we will face punishment and vengeance because we have fought against and opposed existing and living for all. Something to be administered. So let's hit the word administer. The word administer is defined as to manage and be responsible for the running of a business or an organization. So the businesses of the world, the corporations of the world, the organizations, religiously, politically, economically, so on and so forth, are in the hands of those who do not answer to the Most High, who do not answer to Yahushua, who have not the mind of Christ, but these have the mind of Satan and oppose the people and oppose the Most High and oppose the science of life in the universe. They oppose atom, oppose atoms, oppose protons, neutrons, electrons, oppose the very science of life. And so now Yahushua is seeking to make us the minister, to make us they who administer control over business and organization and corporation. But we have to have the mind of Yahushua in order for this to work for our advantage. Further definitions: to give or commit to someone something to be religiously observed. This verse, what is the throne of the Most High and the throne of Yahushua? The universe is the throne. And the word throne, if I remember correctly, has to do with the footstool of the Most High. The seat is masculine. The legs are feminine. This reminds me of the seat of the Pharaoh, which was all feminine and seen as truth, justice, and righteousness, Ma'at. The sacred divine feminine in the universe, the sacred divine feminine, that feminine voice that teaches us of justice and truth and righteousness. That's why the Lady Liberty is a lady. That's why the lady with the scales of justice in the judicial system. That's why the in Africa, Kemet, which is the root of all of this, you saw the woman with the scales and the wings on her back. She was called Ma'at. She was truth, justice, and righteousness. And so we are looking at the universe as the throne of the Most High. Ark of the Covenant, the mercy seat is feminine. Remember, we talked about the science of the temple, the African Hebrew temple, and we talked about the construct. That was the February 16th message, God Almighty Grand Unified Theorem, Shabaka Stone Teaching, and we went into the science of the African Hebrew Temple and the science of the Ark of the Covenant. And so these represent the throne of the Most High, representing life. So Yahushua wants to commit into our hands the very universe, so that we may observe religiously and take care of the universe and take care of ourselves religiously. To give what is due or obligatory, to pay wages or reward. We have been deprived of everything that is our natural and human and God and goddess right. Look at how the living wage jobs have been shipped overseas to take advantage of slave wage, low wage labor. The poor working class masses of the people international have been denied that which the Most High has provided for us naturally through the universe. So Yahushua says that it is time that we get what is due us, that which the Most High orchestrated, planned, created, that we may have equal access to of the universe is due us. The universe is due us. We are due the universe. The universe is obligated to provide for us. The universe is here to pay us wages and reward of life at the highest level. And the system, because it is corrupt, the institutions and government, because of corruption, have denied us what we are due and what the universe is obligated to reward us and pay us. And so we must root out the corruption from the government institutions and systems so that every human being, it is the joy of the Most High to provide the universe to every human being and every living creature in the universe that we know and the universe that we don't know. This is obligatory. The Most High loves to provide for us. The Most High loves to see us have equal access to the universe and the science of life. Further definitions: to furnish, to endue, which has to do with providing. Let me see this word, endue. I love to know the definitions of words. Endue is defined as, yes, to provide with a quality or ability. So you have qualities and abilities, and it is the duty of everyone in the universe and every human being on the earth to provide the correct type of environment for every one of you and us to see into our hidden and latent qualities and abilities so that we can use those qualities and abilities to grow into the gods and the goddesses that the Most High has commanded and demanded for us to be. To give, to cause, profuse, give forth from one's self. Profuse is defined as something offered or discharged exuberantly and plentiful and abundant and liberal and fulsome and effusive and gushing and lavish and extravagant and copious and prolific and abundant. Look at this great, wonderful, magnificent, prolific, abundant, liberal, copious universe that is here for us to all partake so that we may be who the Most High has called us to be. That's the mission of Yahushua. To give, to hand out lots. A lot is a portion. Each and every one of us is divinely created to divinely partake in that divine portion that is ours in the universe. Every human being having the divine right to appoint to an office. These definitions are so heavy. What is the office that we are to be appointed to? The office of Messiah, the office of Christ, the office of Yahushua, the office of God and Goddess, the office that has been given to us from the Most High to rule this universe. That high, lofty office that we fell from and out of when we fell like Lucifer from that high, lofty position as Lucifer, the light bearer, the bearer of light, the light bringer, the illuminated one. We fell from that high position. We fell from that position of serving the Most High with all of our heart, spirit, mind, body, and soul. And we fail to the lower desires, the lower passions. So now our lower desires and lower passions are used against us, and we are solicited and induced into a destructive path for ourselves and the human family. So now we are climbing up out of that, climbing up into the office of Christ, the office of Yahushua, so we may rule this universe on behalf of the science of life. To cause to come forth. See, the law of science, the first law, is cause and effect. If we live Yahushua, become Yahushua, the principles, the definitions of Yahushua will cause our condition to change and cause us to come forth. It says, as the sea. Now, the sea is waters. We're back to the waters of noon. We're back to being the seed of life, the germ of life, permeating, teeming with the eternal power and force of life. That original ground zero position of life and the womb and the seed of life and the sacred divine masculine, sacred divine feminine in total complete union. No barriers, no boundary. So we come forth from that to begin the mathematical numerical process of 1 through 9. We're talking divine mathematics. We're talking divine economics, divine geometry, divine algebra. Math is divine. So 1 through 9, and you come to 10, you're back to 0 with the 1 in front of it. Then you get 11 through 19, and you come to 20, but you're back to 0 with the 2. So 1 through 9, I'm thinking of my brother Dr. Phil Valentine. I'm thinking of my brother Minister Louis Farrakhan and the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Nation of Islam. I'm thinking of all of those great teachers, and I'm thinking of my co-worker and brother Christopher Eager, who did research on the zero. Research some knowledge and wisdom that came out of India. I love to give credit to sisters and brothers who have done the research. So, 1 through 9 is the process of birth. 9 months, 3 trimesters of 3. 3 months, first trimester. 6 months, second trimester. 3 months, third trimester. 3 times 3 is 9. That's the birth process. So when we come forth as the sea, see, this is our African science right here. And I'm going to just take my sweet time with this very phrase. The waters of noon, that original state of the universe, where the book of Genesis in chapter 1 talks about the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of the Lord began to move on the waters. And the word spirit is feminine, and the waters is masculine. And the face is masculine because we're speaking of divine anatomy. The African ancestors studied the anatomy of the human being as a divine scientific study and began to see symbolism in how the Most High constructs life and creates life and causes life. So, to come forth as the sea, those waters of noon, and the waters is masculine, and the face of the waters is masculine, and noon is masculine, but the spirit is feminine, and the spirit feminine represents the womb of Nonet, and Nonet is feminine. This is your ground zero. This is that birth chamber, that birth reality, where there is no form. There is nothing but void. There are no boundaries, no barriers. The whole universe symbolized as total and complete oneness. No separation, no discrimination. All one, all full of life. All seed of life, masculine, feminine, oneness, unity. And then we come forth. Now we're leaving the zero, which is not nothing, because everything that is something comes out of the zero. The 1 through 9 comes out of the zero. The life and all of the works that come with propagating life and existing comes out of the zero, comes out of that original state of the whole of the universe as being part and parcel of the Most High living and existing and being in oneness. So the 1 through 9 comes out of the zero. So the zero is not nothing, because the zero is the womb that produces everything that is something. And so 1 through 9 is the birth process. We're bringing into birth works and actions so that we may take this universe and run this universe on behalf of the Most High. And so 1 through 9 takes us to 10. But 10 is a 1 in front of that 0 again. And so now this is that same birth process on a higher level. And then we get 11 to 19 and then 20. 2 in front of the 0. And so that birth reality, those waters of noon, that womb, that whole process, we begin again at a higher level. And we go up and up and up and up. And we climb up out of death. We climb up out of hell. We climb up out of the mind of the opposer. We climb up out of death. We climb up out of the system of death, hell, and destruction. We eliminate corruption and we clean the government. We clean the system. We clean the institutions and we implement government system institutions as one. As one human family commensurate with the science of life. And as we do this, as we become Yahushua, as we climb up out of the satanic mind, as we climb back into our original created natural self where we fell from, we become total complete beings of light conducting and transmitting light, which means conducting and transmitting truth, all of that which illuminates the mind, illuminates the spirit, illuminates the soul, illuminates the self. And then we will be able to take that throne, to take power and rule the universe on behalf of the Most High. And there will be no more enmity, no more animosity, no more jealousy, no more hatred. Everywhere you go, you'll see your sister and your brother. Everywhere you go, you will know that you are safe on earth and in the universe. Everywhere we go, there will be friendship, camaraderie. We will help each other, uplift each other, teach each other, learn from each other. We will be the temple of the Most High as the universe is the temple of the Most High. We will eat and feed on nothing but that which is lofty and holy and righteous and good for ourselves spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. Jah love and Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement. A Jah, Rastafari, Haile I, Selassie I, First I people.